Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Driven lately, I wanna know better. Does that make me insecure? Mi amor, mi amor. Does that make me insecure? Mi amor, mi amor. Does that make me insecure? At night when you're falling asleep, hold your cell phone tighter than me. You think that I can't see what's happening? You want me like ABC. Why you creep like DLC? I'll give you 2, 1, 2, 3. Still I love badly. You say I'm loca, crazy. That I've been tripping lately. I wanna know, baby. Does that make me insecure? Our love, would you rather I just give up on us, on us? Yesterday it was all about us. Now I don't know who I can trust. Is my love not enough? I've had enough. You say I'm loca, crazy. That I've been tripping lately. I wanna know, baby. Does that make me insecure? Feel I'm losing my mind, but I'm on to something different. Can't put my finger on it, but I know you're not being honest. I'm just giving you a warning. Does that make me insecure?
Welcome to another episode of Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle. And that tune was by Amara Menegra, Insecure. And that's a good title of the song because before I open up the mics of my co-hosts and my guests, I would like for y'all to get off of the speaker so we don't have no feedback. And our special guest tonight is the poet Victoria Kirby. And this chick, she knows about love. You know, to keep doing something right. You know, bounce out of one and into another. You know, and one of my co-hosts, Chris, is doing right. So the old heads, me and Mark, man, we're going to need to learn a little something. But on that note, we're going to let...
Start
with Mark, ask his question, and then Chris, and then me.
Knock
it out, baby.
Hey, Miss Victoria, this is your boy Mark out here in La La Land, California, where everybody's supposed to find
La La
love,
Land.
Right?
Maybe you can find
everybody's
love in La La
to find
Land
love
on
out
a
here.
Beach somewhere.
I know. I'm fascinated with the premise of your new book, which will be out soon. It sounds like you're head over heels in love right now. How and why would you ever want to duplicate the love of your life and your soulmate? I mean, you already got it.
Some things that you can find within another person that you don't find within the person that you're with currently.
Oh,
well,
okay.
Question real quick. Her love of her life, he passed away not too long ago. You know, she was going through a long grieving process.
I'm sorry. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I did not know that. I'm going by something that you wrote on your Facebook page that I... Okay.
Right.
My condolences. I'm sorry.
I'm okay now. Really, I am.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Mark,
okay.
Is there another question you want to ask? If I'll flip to Chris? Mark.
Oh yeah. What I want to know, how were you able to hold on to writing a book and doing a clothing line, a shoe line and a t-shirt line all at the same time?
You got to work for what you want. You got to be a multitasker. If you don't think you can do it, then it's not going to be there for you to do it. It's just going to be out and out of space somewhere, just a thought in the clouds.
Right.
Yeah. Now, you know, I applaud you because this is one female who I'm telling you, she go get what she wants. She make it happen. That's what I'm so impressed with her. But before I get off into that, I'm going to let Chris ask this question.
All right, Victoria, this is Chris Michael Ward. I live in Ohio. My question is, what's the number one rule in defining love? What do you think the number one rule in defining love is?
That love finds you. If the person is God sent to you, that person is meant for you. But if it's not, don't go chasing after them.
Okay, that sounds good.
Well, my question is, for people who are mature in age, like myself, you know, sometimes we have experienced a lot of living and we have went through a lot of things, a lot of ups and downs. What does it happen to you when you know this is the real thing and not opposed to this being somebody just trying to get over because of what you bring to the plate? Because some people say when you kiss a person and your feet go up in the air, woo, that's it, you know. Some people say that when you're stuck on stupid and you're always looking and you know, you're hovering around that person, they say that's it. But, you know, how do you know when you've had love before, you know, and you're stuck being single?
A person is not always stuck being single. They're just waiting for the right person to come along and sweep them off their feet.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I don't know how you do it, but you make it look easy, and I appreciate that about you. So the title of your book, Can Real Love Ever Be Duplicated, when is that supposed to come out? And give us a little rundown about that.
Well, it's due to come out within 30 days. And the rundown of it is different titles, but it will also include some of my daily love messages, my emails, and a few of my text messages also.
Well, you know, I want an autograph copy when that comes out, you know, or I can prepay you on PayPal right now, but I definitely want a copy of that. But I'm going back to Mark. Let Mark ask his question. He said he had a lot of questions. Well, go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, you made a beautiful comment, Victoria, that says true love has no age limits When a person is in love with their soulmate, their bond only grows stronger. Can you explain that?
Well, the meaning of that is meant to be if two people are truly in love, no matter what an outsider has to say, their bond can only grow stronger, and the outsider is just looking weak on the outside.
Okay, that's wonderful. Chris, I know you got a question, because then I wanted her to read some of her book for us.
Yeah, that was even my question. When your book comes out, will that be like on Amazon and stuff? Will it be easy to get, Victoria?
Yeah, it'll be like on Amazon, just as well as my other books and my sex journal that's on Amazon also.
Oh, that's awesome. I'll look those up.
Let me ask you this, Victoria. I know you started off writing and I guess a little tame, but it seemed like, you know, the older you get, the more erotic you get. So what would you classify your writing as, erotica or romantic?
You're more the erotica type. I'm more the romantic type.
That's my secret. I don't want to whip it out yet. Oh, my goodness. But for the listeners, do you have one of your books handy or the manuscript? We can read us part of it, because I want people to get a copy of it when it comes out in 30 days.
I'm opening my notebook now.
Okay, sounds good. And then after that, Mark got a question.
I'll just read.
I didn't hear what you said.
I just wanted to read one of these love emails that I have.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Get around to you with weird adults up in here. Don't be ashamed. This is how we do it. This is how Mark liked it. And Chris probably liked it too, but he don't want to say nothing. Ain't that right, Mark?
we do like it like that, okay?
Yeah,
you probably
dirty.
Like the doggy style and rough too.
All right, now.
Down and dirty, that's us, okay?
Okay, it says, you are the life of our home. I don't know what I would do without you. Each morning, I thank God for blessing me with such a wonderful woman as my wife. Good morning, sweetheart.
What the hell was that? I mean, knock that thing up. That's not what we want to hear. We want to hear the bedroom scene. What the hell was that? How you doing, baby? No, we don't want that.
Okay.
Are you talking about a woman or a man? Or about what? It's okay, we're gay. It's
up,
fine. We're okay with that. That's okay, Terry.
Yeah, we get more than that than what you just said. If that's the case, we're going to have Chris tell us some shit, right?
I'm looking. You the one gave me the
title. I saw
her.
Why
you looking? Why you looking? We're going to put co-host Chris on a hot seat. Chris, give us something hot and spicy, like me and Mark like it.
I don't have it.
Come on, baby. I know you're working with something.
You know he does.
For a while now.
No, actually, I don't use anything. I just use my hands, okay?
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Okay, I can't hold your hands here. You have copper toe syndrome.
Well, I hope you use your hands and your mouth, okay?
Hello, they use it all. Yeah, I'm up with y'all. I got three.
No, Terry, talk about multitasking, okay?
Oh, I'm
you got to multitask. That's what Ms. Victoria said. You got to multitask. use your mouth and your hands and everything else.
You see, the multi-pastor too, because Victoria, man, she, her honey, you know, they got it on in the damn movie theater, and you know that's bold and brazen. I like that shit. Go on now. I don't feel like I can do it in an airplane, but that damn bathroom is so tight. I turn around, my ass right near the toilet. I said, nope, I want to add blue stuff.
That's what I'm saying.
Until you try it.
I know.
Oh, my goodness.
You should not
that
try
was
it
a good
until
one.
You try
that
it.
That was a good one.
Uh-huh. Well,
no,
okay,
I have a question. I have a question for her. I have a question for Victoria, honey.
What's
go
that?
Ahead.
Well, no, Miss Terry turned me on to the incredible music of Charlie Wilson. Is that really your uncle? Is that on your Facebook page? Is he really your uncle?
No, that's his title. Everybody call him Uncle Charlie.
Oh, okay. I thought,
yeah,
okay.
But that's like you love Dion. I mean, like you like Diana Ross. She loves Charlie Wilson just like that.
Okay. Only I don't call Diana Ross Aunt Diana Ross, okay?
What you call it then? Okay. Your own mind and your fantasy world. What would you just describe that?
Yeah.
The queen. Oh, I would describe her as a queen, okay?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You'll be yelling that queen name in the bed and grabbing onto sheets and soaking up the sheets.
I wish I could get to bed with Diana Ross.
You never know. If she slides into your DMs,
don't
be surprised.
If he do, man, he'd be converted.
Well, I might.
Okay.
Who knows? She might convert me.
Yeah, he'd be converted. Well, Chris, I knew you got a question for Victoria. Go ahead and ask the question, baby. Why she's still looking for something hot and spicy in her book?
Okay, Victoria, my next question is, how long have you been an expert in love? I mean, how long have you been being like talking about love and giving advice on love?
Just the last relationship that I had.
Since when?
And I was with that person since the last relationship that I had, and for 11 years before they had passed away.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You know, older people are more experienced than us younger people.
Right, you know, because Victoria, she's like a little older than her own age group, and she gets a lot of wisdom that way. But you know, anybody that is comfortable with exploring the different areas of romance and sexual acts, whatever, with the person they care about, man, you can become an expert too. You know, but you just don't call yourself that, man. I think, damn, I'm an expert because when my ex-husband, you know, cheated, and I went to California and started swinging and started my own group. I can tell you a lot of stuff, you know, but I just give my information for free. I ain't getting paid for it. So my ass is an expert, too, because I had to learn how to do certain things so wouldn't nobody cheat on me again by being a virgin at the time. But, yeah, I can't wait to take all this information that I got stored up and all these things I can do to rock somebody's damn world. And I'm meaning that.
I know you do. I know you do, Terry. I know you do.
Okay, well, you can go ahead and ask Victoria a question because she ain't found that erotica section yet. I don't know why she's hiding it. Probably got her little label right there. Just go right to it.
Well, inquiring minds really want to know, who is that fine man as your Facebook cover page? Who is that?
A girl never kissed and tells.
What do you got?
Who?
Who is it?
Who is on your Facebook cover page?
A girl never kissed and tells. Just know that he's not single.
Nope.
Oh. You don't know who that is on her timeline? That's fine, brother. You don't know who that is? That's Charlie.
She don't
want to
tell us. She don't
want to
tell us who it is.
I'm telling you who it is. Charlie Wilson. Uncle Charlie.
Oh.
The sings that song. I'm blessed. You've heard me play it before on the show.
Yeah, I know, a million times. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's
Charlie Wilson.
He used to be
Oh,
the
wow.
Band.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Victoria, tell us a little something about how much a book costs, and everybody out there, listen, she's a prolific writer. How many books you got there now? It's coming out. It's going to be, Megan, how many books?
It's going to be 8 books and 1 section on the so far.
Go on, girl. That's what I'm talking about. You doing
yeah.
the thing. Mm-hmm. So talk about your books. What's the general price? And I know most times you can go to Amazon, but are they also Barnes & Noble?
The general price hasn't been set for it just yet until I submit
it. Okay. So you don't know what the price is going to be?
Not just yet, but there's this article.
Okay, well, let me
say
this, because I've learned the hard way. You know, I used to always price things $20, you know, just to make sure that after the publishing company get their cut, I'll get a little something. But I've learned, you know, by trial and error, you know something, if you go ahead and sell them books, like maybe $5 or $10, it might not seem like much, but people don't mind spending that kind of money, whether they like it or not, and you get more books sold, you know, because by the time they add on the shipping charges ain't much, and that way you get more books sold than you would when you're at 15 and 20. I'm just saying, I gotta get off my lazy butt and start writing again myself, because I've been going through so much stuff that I have stopped, but I'm going to have to get started again. So, I had stopped for a while because my life was crazy. Yeah, I had stopped, but I'm going to start writing again. You know, sometimes, you know, when you're going through stuff, you know, other things take over and you put more control in other things. But real quick, baby girl, because our time is running short, tell everybody where they can find out about, like Mark said, your shoe line, your T-shirt line, and your books. Is there a personal website they go to, or what?
As far as my T-shirt line and a shoe line goes, the website has to be set for it, because I'm also going to have a sex energy bar for those that have low stamina and can't get it up or have trouble with fertility.
Oh, okay. Well, I know you. You said you don't have a website for that. Well, where they can put their bid in to buy your stuff? Because I'm interested to see it myself. I don't know how Mark found it, but he's a historian.
on my Facebook page.
Okay, I'm on your page and I ain't see all that, but you know, what the heck, you know. But Mark, he be finding stuff. Okay.
I will find you.
Like
I will find you. Believe me, I will find Victoria. Everything
yeah.
about her. Okay.
That's a nice cover for your upcoming book too. Yeah,
I had
that's
somebody
really
actually
nice.
Create that cover. They created that cover for like $5.
Say what?
I had someone create that cover and it only cost like $5. I had that cover created.
Oh, that's cute. That's good, girl. I need to talk to
you. I got $5 on it.
Huh?
I got $5 on it.
Then you can say you got $5 on it.
I don't know. They just slipped out. I'm sorry, Victoria.
That's okay. That's okay. But everybody, wants y'all to tune in, go to Poet Victoria Kirby on Facebook. You know, if you got a messenger her or whatever, find out about what you got going on, you know, because you will be blessed. And on that note, I want to thank you, Vicky, for being here tonight.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, call me after we get off the air because I got a proposition for you. Since you are a woman who can multitask, I got another task I want to put on your back so you can handle it. But anyway, I love you, Mark. I love you, Chris. And I love you, Victoria.
Love you.
You know,
love you, too.
My niece.
Love you, Victoria. You're the boss.
Love you, guys.
Love you, too. We'll do this thing again next week at the same time. And right now, it's Biz Markie and Vapor. Radio, TV, and even the press.
the meaning of V-A-P-O-R-N. The meaning of this word, without no doubt, means somebody wanna beat that when you're down and out. Now when you're established and got a lot of money, everybody wanna be your buddy and honey. Like tall buildings they call skyscrapers. Can you feel it? Nothing can save you, but this is the season of catching the vapors. And since I got time, what I'm gonna do is tell you how they spread it throughout my crew. Well, you all know T.J. Swan, who sang on my records. Make the music nobody beats the biz, well, check it. Back in the days before this began, he used to try to talk to this girl named Fran. The type of female with fly Gucci wear, with big drunk jewelry and extensions in her hair. When Swan tried to kick it, she always fast talking about, baby, please, you work for UPS. He wasn't no type of big drug dealer. My man T.J. Swan didn't appeal to her. But now he trusts Dolan with Fly Valley boots. Rough leather fashion and tough silk suits. Now she stopped fronting and wants to speak and be coming to all the shows every single weekend. To get his people number, she be begging please. Dying for the day to get skis. She caught the papers. She caught the papers. That's calm and plain. He goes by the name of the Big Daddy Kane. The mellow type of fellow that's laid back. Back in the days, he was nothing like that. I remember when he used to fight every day. What grown-ups would tell him, he would never obey. He wore his pants hanging down and his sneakers untied. And a Rasta type tango tilted to the side. Around his neighborhood, people treated him bad. He said he was the worst thing his mom's ever had. He said he would grow up to be nothing but a hoodlum. Or either in jail, or someone would shoot him. But now he's grown up to their surprise. Big Daddy got a hit record selling worldwide. Now the same people that didn't like him as a job saying, can I borrow a dollar? Ooh, you're a star now, they caught the papers. They caught the papers.